Sweepstakes casinos exit New Jersey ahead of bill signing. New Jersey lawmakers recently passed Assembly Bill 5447, which effectively bans sweepstakes casinos. The bill is awaiting Governor Phil Murphy's signature, but sweepstakes casinos are already leaving the Garden State in droves ahead of its official signing. Three sweepstakes casinos, including Clubs Casino, Clubs Poker, and LuckySlots.us, are immediately leaving the state. Governor Murphy has 45 days to sign or veto a 5447. Now, players in the state will have to turn to regulated online casinos in New Jersey. Operators notify players of immediate New Jersey exit. Clubs Casino and Clubs Poker, both owned by KHK Games, Inc., based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, sent an email to New Jersey-based players. It mentioned that starting July 2, both platforms would begin blocking all new purchases and account registrations for users in New Jersey. It also mentions that if players don't believe they can use all their gold coins by July 6, they should reach out to the support staff. Additionally, all redemption requests must be made by July 6. After July 6, your account will be deactivated, any remaining coins will expire, and we will begin geo-blocking all sessions originating from New Jersey, the email said. Additionally, LuckySlots.us sent out an email, quote, "We want to inform you that we are exiting the New Jersey market and will no longer be offering our services in the state. As a result, your account will be closed within 2 days of this notice. If you currently have a balance, we kindly ask that you log in and request a redemption as soon as possible." LuckySlots.us. Email from the company. LuckySlots.us is owned by Sweet Innovation LLC, based out of Wyoming. It also owns the Sweet Sweeps platform. That platform is set to launch in the summer, but of course, it won't be coming to New Jersey. The list of excluded territories includes other states, too, like Connecticut, Idaho, Louisiana, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New York, Washington, and West Virginia. With these platforms leaving, it's also worth mentioning that others, like Stake.us and High Five Casino, left the state some time ago. Other states around the United States have been banning sweepstakes casinos or are coming down on them hard. For example, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry may have vetoed a bill to ban them, but he considered the bill unnecessary as it was within the rights of the Louisiana Gaming Control Board and the Attorney General's office to shut them down. As a result, many sweepstakes casinos, including Chanced, have fled Louisiana. Key Association speaks out as states come down hard on sweeps casinos. The Social Gaming Leadership Alliance and the Social and Promotional Games Association have done their best to lobby on behalf of these platforms, but states are coming down hard on them. Quote, "Governor Murphy has an opportunity to do what the legislature would not, listen to facts, not fear. This bill doesn't just mischaracterize an entire industry, it ignores data, undermines innovation, and puts New Jersey's reputation as a forward-thinking leader in tech and entertainment at risk. Even more concerning, this bill was driven by powerful casino lobbyists with a financial stake in eliminating lawful alternatives. That's not consumer protection, that's protectionism," SPGA spokesperson. Further, Jeff Duncan, the executive director of the SGLA, added comment, saying, "These proposals seek to eliminate a popular form of digital entertainment enjoyed by millions of Americans and based on a model used legally for decades by trusted consumer brands. This is not gambling, it's marketing. Our partners operate free-to-play games with strong consumer protections and legally compliant promotional sweepstakes structures."